Do you renounce Satan? The priest asked the person about to be baptized. I do. Quickly comes the response. And all his works? I do. And all his empty show? I do. In Spanish, the response is a lot stronger than it is in English. In Spanish, the response is, sí, renuncio. Sí, renuncio, which means, yes, I renounce him. On the day of our baptism, we firmly renounced Satan and all his works and all his empty show. But renouncing Satan isn't always that easy, is it? The devil comes with three strong temptations that we must firmly reject, renounce, and rebuke. The three R's. To reject, renounce, and rebuke. The three temptations came for Jesus, and they will come for us too. The first temptation is the temptation of the flesh. Satan wants Jesus to satisfy his hunger. He says, you're hungry. Come on, make a little bread. What could be wrong with just a little bit of freshly baked bread? And Satan comes to tempt us to satisfy our animal desires. He says, come on, eat meat on Fridays. It really isn't that bad, right? Meat is so delicious. It's so good for your iron count. Come on, why do you fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday? It just gives you a headache anyway. Have another drink. It'll make you feel good and take away your problems. Come on, give in to your sexual passions. It's fun. Everybody's doing it. But as we learned last week, there are more important things in life than satisfying the desires of the body. We also have to satisfy the desires of the soul. And so Jesus says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so then Satan says, okay, we'll try again. And the second temptation is the temptation to pride. Satan takes Jesus to Jerusalem, to the temple roof, to the tippy top of the temple roof. And he tempts him, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down off the temple and his angels will come to your rescue. If you're really God, I dare you to do something heroic. Throw yourself down from the temple, and just before you hit bottom, the angels will swoop in and protect you. Now that is something people can appreciate. It's the spectacular they want. They won't believe you on a cross, but they'll believe you if you do something spectacular. How could this be wrong? Because Jesus is the Son of God, and his angels will come to rescue him and minister to him. And yet God the Father has chosen for Jesus the way of humility, not the way of the spectacular, the way of humility. And so Satan tempts us in the same way to power, to be in control, to pride. Look at my project. Look at my business. Look at my grades. I'm the highest in my class. Look, I'm the best athlete in the country. Let me show you all that I know so that you will honor and notice me. Weep, weep, weep. Danger, whistles, warning lights, yellow flags, temptation. It's a temptation to pride. Jesus says, don't blow a trumpet before you to win the praise of others so that others may see you. Let your works of mercy be secret. And then your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And so then Satan says, okay, we'll try one more time. And the third temptation is the temptation to greed. The excessive desire for wealth and material things. Satan showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and their magnificence, and he said to him, all of these shall be yours if you will prostrate yourself and worship me. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome to possess everything in the world? Everything could be ours if the price is right. Satan tempts us to love material things, that we should only buy the best and the most expensive things, that only the best house, car, computer, cell phone, iPad, sound system, boat, vacation home. We should eat in the best restaurants and have lots of money in the bank. The temptation to material things. That's the temptation to love earthly things more than eternal things. Jesus says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul in the process? So the three temptations is the temptation to gluttony and lust, the temptation of pride and power, the temptation of greed. And although we are subject to all of these temptations throughout our life, the venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen says that when we're young, we're most often tempted against sins of the flesh, sins of the body. When we're middle-aged, he says that we are tempted most with pride and the desire for power and for everybody to like us and to be in control. He says these are sins of the mind. And then at the end of life, we're tempted with material goods, with things outside of ourselves. Because he says profoundly that seeing the end of our life is near, we are tempted to doubt the security of eternal things and instead start piling up goods here on earth and redoubling our economic security. So how do we reject Satan and all his empty show and promises? Jesus told us on Ash Wednesday, the three pillars of the Lenten season are remedies to the three temptations: fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. For the temptation of the flesh, fasting is the remedy. It strengthens our will and teaches us that we can, with God's help, control the desires of the flesh. For the temptation of pride, prayer is the remedy, because prayer by its very nature keeps us humble and on our knees. It reminds us of how helpless we are and that God is in control. Prayer gives the honor and the glory to God, not to us. And for the temptation of material things, it's obvious that almsgiving is the remedy. It helps us to focus our attention on giving to others rather than on getting things for ourselves. For three temptations, the flesh, pride, and material things, the Lord Jesus gives us his grace and the three remedies: fasting, prayer, and almsgiving.